So we all love the feeling of getting lost in a good story, seeing the world through a character's eyes. But recently, psychologists have gotten interested in the question of whether that experience actually changes readers. Novelist and psychologist Keith Oatley is the author of Such Stuff as Dreams, The Psychology of Fiction. He tells Steve Paulson how reading literature can help you be more empathetic.
Keith, a lot of your research looks at how fiction might be good for us, but is there anything wrong with reading just because we enjoy it?
Well, no, I think probably that's the best way. But teachers like to know, for instance, that what people are doing when they're reading for leisure is good for them, and I think it's probably good for all of us to know.
Now, in the past few years, you and some other researchers have found that reading fiction actually increases our empathy. Why would that be the case?
Probably the main reason is that although in ordinary language we think of fiction as something that has been made up, really that's not very helpful. The right way to think about fiction is it's about us human beings and what we are up to with each other. And so if you read a lot of it, then you're enabled to think about that a lot. And you actually get better at understanding other people and what's going on among them. So really what fiction is a set of alternative worlds, model worlds, if you like, into which we can enter and we can both meet people and we can be different people. And if we spend a lot of time doing that, we actually get better at some of the things that are necessary for social interaction.
Now, isn't what you're talking about what scholars have called theory of mind? I mean, basically sort of trying to get in the heads of other people and to have some understanding of what they're thinking?
Yes, absolutely. That's the psychologist's technical term for this theory of mind. That's to say having a theory or an understanding of another person who you could be interacting with or who you're interested in. And so what happens when you're reading fiction is that these processes of, as it were, exercising your theory of mind are called into play.
Now, what you're saying makes sense to me, but I'm wondering how you actually test this in a scientific way.
Well, in our department, there was a guy called Keith Stanovich, and he had a very good idea about measuring the amount of reading people have done in their lives. So what we did is Raymond Marr, Raymond was a graduate student at the time. So we had a measure of the amount of fiction people read during their lives and the amount of nonfiction that they read. And then we gave them two tests of social understanding. One of them involves looking at 36 pictures of people's eyes, as if you're looking at them through a letterbox, and saying what that person is thinking or feeling. And it turns out that the more fiction reading people did, then the better they were at this test. It's called the mind in the eyes test. And it tests empathy and understanding of other people. And it's been used very widely and effectively. So it's a well-established test.
Wait, so are you saying that people who read fiction tend to be more empathic, but reading nonfiction does not have that effect?
That's what we find. Now, you shouldn't think of it as that being bad. So if you read about astronomy, then what you get better at is astronomy. If you read about genetics, you get better at genetics. So people who read a lot of fiction do spend many hours doing it, and it's largely because of the subject matter. The subject matter is social interaction, people, what they're up to with each other, what would happen in this circumstance, what would happen in that.
Okay, so you're saying that that reading fiction can increase our capacity for empathy. Is that to say that reading fiction actually makes us better people? That we become more moral as a result?
It isn't that reading makes you better at understanding people, and it also doesn't make you a more moral person. What it does enable you to do, though, is if these are issues that are of interest to you, reading fiction enables you to go in that direction. Now, there is a researcher called Dan Johnson who has shown that reading a piece of fiction did indeed increase empathy, and then that did indeed increase the amount of helping of another person.
Of course, there's a classic counterexample, the Nazis. And we know that many Nazis were great lovers of literature, of art, and German culture at that time was among the most sophisticated and cosmopolitan in the world. and yet they were killers. As the literary critic George Steiner once wrote, we know that a man can read Goethe or Rilke in the evening, that he can play Bach and Schubert, and go to his day's job at Auschwitz in the morning. What do you make of that?
Well, I think that's another very interesting question. I think Steiner is overdoing it a bit when he said that these were educated people and that education then hadn't stopped them being terrible. What actually happened, I think, is that most of the stories that were circulating in Nazi Germany from 1933 onwards were about Germany being great, about nationalism, about being able to be proud of yourself, and so on and so on. And a lot of people took that story on board, or that set of stories. And so I think they were dominant then as compared with reading Goethe.
You're raising a fascinating question here. I mean, the suggestion is maybe if you read the wrong stuff, maybe if you read bad stories, or going back to fiction, if you read novels with reprehensible characters and you identify with them, if you actually sympathize with them, maybe that makes you a worse person.
Well, I worry about that. I think it's like choosing friends. You need to be careful what friends you choose and who you hang out with. And I think you need to be careful what you read as well.
Really? So there is, I mean, you think there probably is harmful fiction out there.
Oh, yes. Katrina Fong has done a study looking at different kinds of fiction, looking at romance, family stories, thrillers, and science fiction. And she's found that the kind of fiction that has the best kind of effect on understanding others is, guess what? Romance. And when you think about it, you see, an awful lot of romance stories are about understanding that other person to know whether really you want to be with them. Science fiction, on the other hand, didn't have any effect of enabling us to understand other people, and that's because an awful lot of it, you know, is about whether you can travel at, you know, three times the speed of light or something like that. And so if you spend a lot of time doing a particular kind of thing, then you do get better at that. So a person who spends a lot of time, let's say, reading very violent stories probably becomes more preoccupied with violence. I can imagine that that would be the case.
We've been talking about books in terms of increasing our empathy. What about watching movies, watching television? Do the same principles apply?
I think all the things that we've just been talking about still hold. There are wonderful artistic films. And again, my colleague Raymond has done a study with preschool children. And what they did was to measure the amount of stories that the children had read to them, measure the number of films, movies that they watched, and measure the amount of television, general television that they watched. So the more stories they had read to them and the more films they watched, then the better they were on five measures of theory of mind. Television didn't have any effect.
Really? I mean, I guess it depends on what kind of television you watch. I mean, there's some very good television out there.
There's some very good television out there. But if you're a kid, for instance, five-year-olds aren't particularly good at being able to tell the difference between the program and the advertisements, right? And stories have structure and invite you to enter into these model worlds. And that's probably an important issue. So films and television series that do that, then I would expect they would have exactly the same kind of effects that we found for reading fiction.
So what do you think is actually going on in our brains when we're reading a good story? I mean, when we are relating to a character in the novel?
It turns out that the part of the brain that you use for understanding a story is also part of the brain that's used for understanding other people.
Now, we're talking about the way our brains respond to stories. And I guess I have an even deeper question, which is why we seem to want to tell stories in the first place, why we want to hear stories. Is there an evolutionary explanation?
I think the way we would think about that is that really what stories are is that they are about possible worlds. The word that I use is simulation. They're simulations that enable us to imagine what might happen next. And so the evolutionary question you ask is, would we be better at arranging our lives if we can think ahead and imagine the possible outcomes if this and that and the other thing happened? I think we probably would.
So I have to ask, are you a big fiction reader yourself?
Well, I'm afraid I am, yes. Yes, yes, I apologize.
Well, thank you. This has been great fun.
Well, it's very nice to talk to you, and I'm very interested in the questions you ask.
Keith Oatley is the author of the book, Such Stuff as Dreams, The Psychology of Fiction.